RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
And let's join Darren now with the sports news.
Yes, thank you, Mary. Very good morning. Now, the top two teams in the SSE Electricity League Premier Division, they both lost last night. Leaguer Shamrock Rovers went down to Drogheda, a goal to nil. And despite that loss, they still lead by 7 points. That's because Derry City also lost 2-1 away to Sligo Rovers. Ryan Brennan scored the winner for Drogheda as Rovers finished the game with 10 men. And Derry lost after a very late Seamus Keogh winner. He scored the goal in the third minute of added time, and they've had their problems this season, Sligo Rovers, as we know, and they've departed manager as well. More about that later in the programme. Dock closed the gap on Derry. They had a 1-0 victory over Finn Harps. St. Pat's 3-0 winners against Bohemians. Twande Obalebi, he scored a hat-trick in that game, and Shelburne made it 4 wins in a row after a 2-0 victory over UCD. Well, let's hear from the Derry City camp. Their manager, Rory Higgins, knows last night was an opportunity lost, and he couldn't hide his disappointment when he spoke to Eric White.
If we're being honest, it was a poor performance from us. The worst of the season, I would probably say. And although we did have a couple of really good chances at one each, they go 2-1 up. But I think over the course of the game, I have to accept that as manager, we all have to accept that it wasn't good enough.
Worst performance of the season, so what went wrong?
We were unbalanced, we were off it, no fluidity in possession, no aggression out of possession, just looked like we were just very, very poor, and we have to admit that and accept it. And we're in a difficult moment in the season, and we're the only ones now that can get out of it. There'll be no excuses. It's not good enough, and it's not. This club deserves better than what we put on tonight. Simple as that.
More reaction from the League of Ireland a little bit later in the show. In rugby, Leinster are monitoring injured pair Tadhg Furlong and James Lowe ahead of this weekend's Heineken Champions Cup final. They play La Rochelle on Saturday. Furlong suffered an ankle injury in the semi-final win, and winger Lowe hurt his shin. Now, Stuart Lancaster of the Leinster coaching team remains hopeful about both players.
They're making good progress. We'll have a better idea tomorrow. You know, it is what it is. You know, you often get these situations at this time of year. They're both very, very good professionals in terms of like their attitude to rehab recovery and also individual preparation as well. So there's no fear in terms of like getting them up to speed or keeping them up to speed, so to speak, at all. It's just making sure they're going to be fit and ready for the match day. Obviously, you know, given the quality of the players, we want to give them as long as we can. Yeah, we're hopeful, but you know, it's not done and dusted yet.
Now, this weekend is an absolutely cracking one in the world of sport, and we have you covered on Saturday and Sunday Sport. All the big events live on RTE Radio 1, and that rugby will take place in Marseille at 4:45, and it's live on Saturday Sport. Gabriel Dawson made a winning start to the European Boxing Championships. He had a split decision win against the Spanish fighter Miguel Corredora. The middleweight qualifies for the last 16 of the tournament in Armenia. The defending men's champion Novak Djokovic is through to the second round of the French Open. He joins Rafael Nadal in the second round. The world number one women's player, Iga Swiatek, she's progressed to round two. Emma Raducanu also through. Among the early departures, though, defending champion Barbora Krejcikova and the four-time Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka. Finally, very busy day of racing ahead. There's a meeting at Punchestown, which gets underway at 1:20, and Gorham Park from 10 minutes to 5.